And it's a big day for the Irish at the Olympic Games, with all eyes on Rashida Adeleke in the final of the 400 metres. She's the first Irish female sprinter to reach an Olympic final. And Adeleke will be lining up at the Stade de France at 7 o'clock Irish time tonight. But day 14, it's already well underway already. And we can go to Paris now and join Darren Frehel. And Darren, of course, one of our stars, Daniel Whiffen, is out bright and early. Tell us about his bid for a third medal.
Yes, good morning, Anya. An early start for Team Ireland here. Daniel Whiffen back in the water today. Something a little bit different, though. Not the swimming pool waters. He's competing in the men's marathon race. This is a 10-kilometre swim taking place in the open waters of the Seine. And as we know, he won gold in the 800 metres freestyle event and a bronze in the 1500 metre. But this certainly not the pool this morning. A very different challenge altogether. Got underway, 6:30 Irish time. Very unique course, Anya. Right in the heart of the city, 33 swimmers competing, so they're doing laps of this circuit, and Daniel, I have to say, is looking pretty comfortable. In the last 10 minutes or so, just has fallen out of the group, that lead group, so there's about a group of 10 that are out there on their own. They're just pulling away from the rest. He had been keeping in touch with them very well. 17th overall, he's about 44 seconds off that leader, and I think it's really important to remember that he's never competed in this event before. He's actually the first Irish swimmer to ever take part in the race. And just one observation for myself as well in terms of this. I was walking in that area the other night and had a little look at the course. It's all spectator friendly, big stands either side of the Seine for it. And you know all this talk about how dirty the water is? I wouldn't fancy taking a dip in there. Certainly not a 10-kilometre swim.
And it was a busy night on the track, Darren, wasn't it? Kate O'Connor was our only athlete in action. How's she getting on at the heptathlon?
Yeah, really tough event, the heptathlon, Anya. Kate O'Connor competing in it. It's her first ever Olympics as well. So she, seven disciplines altogether. So she had her third and fourth discipline last night. Placed 19th overall after the morning's events as well. And in the shot put last night, she threw a best distance of 13 metres, 79, just off her personal best. But then in the 200 metres run, she did clock a season's best, 24.77. So she's 19th overall after those opening four events. Three more to come, including her strongest sport, the javelin. She also has the long jump and then the grueling 800 metres to come. But let's hear how she got on with from herself.
That's the beauty of multi-events. It's not over till it's over. And I hope everybody watching at home, you know, learns that there's like a story with multi-events. And yeah, it's not just turn up and run once, it's turn up and run through and jump and do everything for 2 days. So yeah, don't count me out yet.
Don't count her out yet. Well, and Darren, we were expecting drama in the 200 metres. We certainly got it. And tell us about the surprise winner and how COVID has reared its head at these games.
It's funny, Anya. We thought we'd kind of maybe seen the back of COVID after Tokyo and that Olympic Games 3 years ago in the Japanese capital. Well, away from the Irish last night, the American sprinter Noah Lyles was bidding for an Olympic 100 and 200 metre double. That did not come to pass. He won the 100 on Sunday. That spectacular photo finish, you might remember, one of the closest ever races in the history of it at the Olympics. But last night he had to settle for third place in the 200, and afterwards he admitted he tested positive for COVID on Tuesday. So the race was won by Botswana's Letsile Tobago. Another American, Kenneth Bednarek, was second. Lyles did not run his best, finished third, required medical attention after the race, lay on the track for quite a while, and we were all there last night watching him in the commentary positions as we brought you coverage of it. And he does suffer from asthma. You could see him clutching his chest, but he was treated with medical staff. And then once the COVID news came through, we were all wondering, well, what are the current COVID protocols in the Olympics? And should not Lyles have been allowed to compete? Well, the answer is there are no strict protocols that prevent anyone from competing. He did confirm afterwards that he and his team stayed away from the Olympic Village, and both Tobago and Bednarek played down the COVID fears afterwards.
I mean, I don't think I was put at risk at all. I mean, I take care of my body. So when it comes to getting sick, that's rare for me. So, I mean, when I found out, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, he went out there, did his best while being sick. And, you know, I hope he gets better. That's all I can really say.
Personally, I wouldn't say we were at risk because it's not a contact sport. So even during the warm-ups in the cold room, he was just there by himself. So personally, I wondered why. I didn't want to make assumptions of what he could be going through, but after what all he said on the after the 100-meter final, I thought maybe it's just one of those days when he's not having a great day. So I didn't think of COVID or anything else.
It's interesting. And tonight, of course, the big one. The whole nation be tuning in to see how Rashida Adeleke fares in the 400 metres final. How's she looking, do you think, Darren?
Well, Anya, this is the big one, isn't it? I think we've been talking about this one since the very beginning of the Games. And, you know, I think for her to be in the final even is such a big deal, this 400-metre final. And whatever happens, she has made that history, the first female sprinter to be in the final. 7 o'clock Irish time, live on RT television, the player, but also being carried live on RT Radio 1 and 2FM's Game On as well. Let's get some expert analysis on this one. David Gillick is here with us. David, how are you feeling about tonight?
I'm good, Darren. I'm good. It's as you said, it's look, it's exciting. We have Rashida going in an Olympic final in a sprint event, which is an amazing achievement in itself. And it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough. I think, you know, like, everyone's in it. The best of the best are in it. And I think for Rashida, it's a case of trying to execute her own race and focus on herself. It's, you know, when you consider who's around her, you've got, you know, Paulino from Dominican Republic is the world champion, who looked really, really good in the semi-finals. Like, probably the standout athlete, I think, in the women's 400 semi-finals the other night. So she's obviously going to be the one to beat. I think it's going to be a bit of a fight for the minor medals. And I think Rashida, from my perspective, you know, over the course of the year, over the course of the season, she definitely has a good run in her. I do believe she can run 48 seconds. Whether that will be on the cards tonight remains to be seen, you know, because I think after the semi-finals, as she said herself, was a little bit messy. I don't think she set the race up really well for herself. Came under a little bit of pressure early from Nasir, from Bahrain, who is, again, a previous world champion back in 2019. So there's a lot of pedigree in this race. But I think for Rashida, you know, it's now just time to get out and enjoy it, okay? Getting through the rounds are always the sticky thing at championships. She's negotiated them. She's had a rest day in between the semi-final and the final, which is sometimes unusual in the championships. The men's here went back-to-back, semi-final and final. So she's had the time to recover. And now let's just go for it. Let's just set the race up. She's got to really kind of execute the first 150 metres to set it up. There is a rhythm to 400 metres. And she's got to put herself really in the mix coming off the bend into the home straight. And I think she's got abundance of speed. Hopefully she'll utilise that over the first 200 and just really put herself in contention. And then, as we know, the 400 metres is... it can be a little bit of a lottery in the home straight, you know, when fatigue is kicking in. We saw that in the men's 400 metres. Quincy Hall from America came from nowhere in the last 30 metres to win it. So I think for Rashida, it's just ticking the boxes, setting the race up for herself and just trying to be in the mix when it comes to the business end.
We're looking forward to it, David. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. And I guess I'll leave you with this, Sonia, in terms of Rashida Adeleke. I don't think there's been a lot of these big races. They just haven't gone to script where, you know, heard from the 200 metres what happened there. Expect the unexpected. So fingers crossed, saying lots of prayers this morning for Rashida Adeleke. Let's hope she can come through it safely and we'll be proud of her no matter what happens.
Fingers and toes crossed, Darren. Thank you.